Alaskans had their say in Washington on Capitol Hill today about offshore oil drilling. Members of the House Natural Resources Committee took testimony on developing offshore resources, particularly in Alaska. The hearing was timed to take place on the anniversary of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
Dr. Jeffrey Short of Juneau spent more than 30 years studying the effects of oil pollution for NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Now he works for the environmental group Oceana. Short testified Tuesday on their behalf and remembered life before the Exxon Valdez oil spill.
I recall the assurances from the oil industry that they would vigilantly apply the best available technology to build and maintain the oil field, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, and the Marine Oil Terminal at Valdez, and that should an accident occur, they would respond aggressively with a ready arsenal of equipment. Fishermen, who were part of the largest private employment sector in the state, were skeptical, fearing a large spill could wipe out their livelihoods. Their fears were confirmed when the Exxon Valdez hit Bly Reef and spilled enough oil to wreck the most important fisheries in the region.
Short says he's now hearing the same assurances from the oil industry, which wants to set up offshore drilling platforms in Bristol Bay and the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. And Short says while he applauds all that the oil industry has done to improve safety, he doesn't believe technology can ever fully guard against complacency.
The Arctic Ocean can least afford an oil spill, and we're talking about bringing icebreakers, seismic testing, pipelines, and other industrial activities to areas with little or no infrastructure to deal with them.
Short says he hasn't yet seen technology that can work in the dark of the Arctic winter or when seas are brutally rough. Crab fisherman Captain Keith Coburn agrees. He fishes in the Bering Sea and Bristol Bay and warned that cleaning up an oil spill there would be a tough job.
Few places on the planet witness more severe and dramatic weather than the conditions in Bristol Bay. Bristol Bay's 25-foot tides, hurricane-force winds, and Siberian storms combine to create confused and mountainous seas, with wave heights in excess of 40 and 50 feet. Annual ice pack storms down like a freight train and gets crushed back by massive seas. Cleanup and containment of a spill would be unequivocally impossible in these conditions.
Colburn, who stars in the Discovery Channel reality TV show The Deadliest Catch, brought to the hearing a jar of rocks taken from Prince William Sound last month, still covered in the residue of oil. Colburn said he's not just worried about a spill. He's also against the seismic testing that needs to be done before drilling takes place.
I'm terrified. I've seen the crab stocks completely disappear without explanation, concurrent with seismic testing. I mean, we're talking about sounds that are, you know, enough to deafen a man. I mean, literally depth charges of sound being blasted to the bottom, and hundreds of thousands of those. That would just be stage one.
Not all of the Alaskans who testified are against developing Alaska's offshore oil. A spokesman for the Aleutians East Borough mayor says his community needs the jobs development could provide. Brad Gilman spoke for Mayor Stanley Mack and said the borough is facing tough economic times and needs new employment.
We believe that the offshore oil and gas development in North Aleutian Basin could produce 200 to 300 jobs in our region alone. That would be a major factor in sustaining these communities economically.
Gilman said the Aleutians East Borough is closest to one of the lease sale areas in question and so is most affected by drilling plans. He wants to see the process keep moving forward and environmental assessments take place. Alaska's lone congressman, Republican Don Young, also supports offshore drilling. He popped into the hearing for about 15 minutes and didn't stay to hear the Alaskans testify, but he did remind everyone present that America is dependent on oil. He called it a nation of fossil fuels.
But I would urge that whatever comes out of these hearings, whatever we do, we understand the necessity of fossil fuel. The necessity of fossil fuel.
Young says instead of importing oil from overseas, Alaska's supplies should be developed, and he dismissed people who don't want to see drilling offshore or onshore. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.